Hello, I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We'll give him all the glory. May Jesus Christ be praised. Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of mankind, who gave his life on the cross of Calvary so that the debt would be paid for all of our sins, and that we might have eternal life and be in heaven with you forever. That is your great gift to us, Lord. A gift to the world, forgiveness of sins. You are a just God. You require payment for sin. You are a holy God. And yet you are a loving God as well. And so you paid the debt yourself. And all we have to do is accept that free gift of salvation. Those that reject that gift will be lost forever. But Father, thank you that you have placed in our hearts the desire, the wisdom, to accept your free gift of salvation. We were created to worship you, Lord, to give you pleasure, and that is what we hope to do today. Thank you, Father, for giving me the opportunity to worship you this way and to lead in a time of worship with friends from all across the country. May their hearts be combined together in one anthem of worship today, as we lift you up and we thank you for your grace and for your mercy and for your love for us. We know that we are saved by grace, Lord. It's not anything that we can do. There is not one person listening today who could raise themselves to a standard where they would be acceptable to you in their own strength. No, Lord, it is only by your mercy and your grace that we can stand in your presence today, by faith in your Son Jesus, the Lamb of God. Father, I pray that you will take pleasure in our adoration today, in our worship, in our thankfulness, in our expressions of praise. Father, I pray that you will speak through us and to us, that we might be vessels that you can use, Lord, in extending the story of your love, the gospel of your love, to those that we come in contact with this week. And in our hearts, Lord, that you might renew a love for you, a first love, Lord, understanding that we need to thank you with our hearts and our lives. The great commandment, Lord, the great commandment that is in both the Old and New Testament, says that we should love our God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds, and with all of our strengths. We love you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord, for this privilege of serving and worshiping you today.
Love is amazing. We come with grateful hearts to bless your holy name. We come to honor and to extol the worthiness of all that you are. Your character, your word, and your perfect ways. You are all holy, all powerful, all knowing, and have shown yourself to be all loving. We bow to thank you, who in your greatness created us, yet in your mercy chose to love us.
Deeper than the valley.
Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. In a moment, we'll share with you the 66th Psalm. And now Psalm 66. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. So great is Your power that Your enemies cringe before You. All the earth bows down to You. They sing praise to You. They sing praise to Your name. Come and see what God has done. How awesome His works in man's behalf! He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For You, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But You brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to Your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to You, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to You and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me. I cried out to Him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would have not listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld His love from me.
Come and listen, you who honor God. Come and listen to me. Come and listen, and I'll talk about the wondrous things He's done for me. I pray.
Drives the darkest shadows I'm your host, and I want to thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship. We just heard from Lisa Cochran and her song entitled, I Have Found a Hiding Place. In the background right now, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra. Moment by moment, day by day, God will take care of you. Coming up on our program today, our devotional is, You Are Made for God's Pleasure. The moment you were born into the world, God was there as an unseen witness, smiling at your birth. You exist for His benefit, His glory, His purpose, and His delight. You are a child of God, and you bring pleasure to God. That was His pleasure and purpose. Anything you do that brings pleasure to God is an act of worship. Praise should be your first activity when you open your eyes in the morning to your last activity at night. Remember that you were made for God's pleasure. Are you pleasing Him with all your life today? God loves you and made you for the pleasure of knowing you and showing you that He loves you. Coming up later in our program, we'll be talking about how you were made for God's pleasure. Also, I want to thank you for checking us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the list of the program today, listing all the songs and the artists and the albums from which they come from. You can print that out on the website. I also have the scripture posted. Earlier we read from Psalm 66. You could have gone to the website and followed right along. And there's some other things there too. So hope you'll check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And don't forget you can also write to us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this medley in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, God Will Take Care of You. Thank you.
answers that we find are simple ones for us to say, but hard to receive.
You say that God is love, you take him at his word, but do you really
And now some thoughts from the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, by Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church in California. And today I want to talk about the fact that you were made for God's pleasure. The moment you were born into the world, God was there as an unseen witness, smiling at your birth. He wanted you alive, and your arrival gave him great pleasure. God did not need to create you, but he chose to create you for his own enjoyment. You exist for his benefit, his glory, His purpose, His delight. Bringing enjoyment to God, living for His pleasure, is the first purpose of your life. When you fully understand this truth, you will never again have a problem with feeling insignificant. It proves your worth. You are a child of God, and you bring pleasure to God like nothing else that He has ever created. The Bible says, because of His love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ, He would make us His children. This was His pleasure and purpose. We often forget that God has emotions too. He feels things very deeply. The Bible tells us that God grieves, gets jealous and angry, and feels compassion, pity, and sympathy, as well as happiness, gladness, and satisfaction. Anything you do that brings pleasure to God is an act of worship. Like a diamond, worship is multifaceted. Worship is not just a part of your life, it is your life. We are told in the Scriptures to worship Him continually and to praise Him from sunrise to sunset. Praise should be your first activity when you open your eyes in the morning and the last activity when you close them at night. David said, I will thank the Lord at all times. My mouth will always praise Him. We are told in Scripture that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Remember that you were made for God's pleasure. Are you pleasing Him with your life and your worship today? My Lord and my Father, I thank You for creating me, and I thank You that I can give You pleasure by worshiping You and by living for You. And the greatest pleasure I can give You is to accept Your Son Jesus as the Lord of my life. And I thank You for the forgiveness of my sins based on that confession. And I thank You, Lord, that I have the ability to give You pleasure by worshiping You and praising Your name at all times.
Worship You, I will worship You here in this place. I seek Your face and worship You.
Through all my days, I will give you praise, Lord. I will worship you.
Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Reminding you that when you give to this radio ministry, a wonderful devotional called The Word for You Today. Now, the next devotional will come out the month of June. And these devotionals are daily that come out every 3 months. So there are 90 devotionals in this booklet just for you. You can give to us by writing to us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can give online at www.calltoworship.us. And don't forget that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Thank you for joining us today for A Call to Worship, and join us again next week for another time of worship and praise on A Call to Worship. And now let's listen to the Crystal Sea Ladies Chorus and their rendition of the song, He Loved Me.
God chose us to be His very own before the creation of the world. He decided then to make us holy in His eyes without a single fault. We who stand before Him covered with His love. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into His own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And He did this because He wanted to.
He chose me before the world was known. He chose me to be His very own. He made me, then let me choose my way. I chose to move away. He loved me when hope had taken wing. He loved me when I lost everything. He bought me. Redemption's work was done through Jesus Christ, His Son. be.